Good morning. Showers are breaking out across northernmost New York and the Champlain Valley, getting ready to move into Vermont early this morning. Otherwise, plenty of clouds around, although high pressure will try to keep it dry for one more day across the remainder of interior New York and New England. We may see a shower pop up, especially in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, as a warm front approaches from the south. A southeast wind will bring more humidity into the air today, and with only partly sunny skies, temperatures should still manage to get into the lower and middle 80s. Scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight, otherwise muggy with lows in the upper 60s to around 70. A trough of low pressure will continue to dig into the Mississippi and Tennessee valleys. Energy ejecting out of this trough will keep unsettled weather going throughout the region for the midweek period and even toward the latter portion of the work week. As a result, with energy moving through tomorrow, cloudy skies, it'll be humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy downpours, perhaps even some stronger storms, and high temperatures in the lower 80s. Another spoke of energy will bring more scattered showers and storms into the region on Thursday, and more tropical humidity as well, with highs in the middle and upper 80s. The trough itself will begin to lift through the region on Friday and Saturday. As a result, we'll still run the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. After this trough lifts out, we'll have a return to more sunshine on Sunday and Monday, although more heat and humidity will continue to build in with highs both days near 90 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough centered over the Midwest and Ohio Valley, ample moisture ahead of the trough, and a slow-moving front will combine to produce increasing rain chances across much of the eastern part of the country. Widespread rain and strong storms are expected today and tomorrow across the southeast into the Ohio Valley and the Mid-Atlantic region. The greatest chance of flash flooding is in the southeast into the Carolinas, as well as areas over the Mid-Atlantic that received a lot of rainfall recently. A few strong storms are possible as well, particularly for the Tennessee Valley into the central Appalachians, where the Storm Prediction Center has issued a marginal risk of severe weather. Meanwhile, monsoonal moisture will continue to stream into the southwest and the central Great Basin over the next couple of days, so scattered thunderstorms are expected in those areas, and there's a marginal risk of flash flooding there through Wednesday. And the Intermountain West is forecast to have above average temperatures again today as an upper level ridge remains centered over the region. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect for the northern Great Plains. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 50 degrees with a west wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 68 degrees, the dew point 62, 81% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.14 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms and highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 81 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 71, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday. For the month, 4.72 inches, that's 73 hundredths of an inch above average, and 22.06 inches for the year, which is a half inch below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 98, set in 1917 and in 1890, and the record low, 49, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 5:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:17 p.m., 14 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy skies with showers likely today, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and a bit muggy, with a few showers and possibly a storm tonight in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly sunny with a risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and a bit muggy with a few showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm today, highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy, a bit muggy, a few showers tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, in the mid and upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm today, highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and a bit muggy with a few showers and possibly a storm tonight in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and a bit muggy with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rainfall, otherwise humid in the lower 80s. More humidity Thursday, scattered showers and storms, middle and upper 80s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm Friday, humid, lower 80s. Still the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower to mid-80s, and a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid, with highs near 90 Sunday and Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.